Welcome back. Wow, we are at the last chapter, chapter 12. It's entitled Plan and Create Your Top-Notch Legacy Plan and Succession. Quote, what we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal. That was said by Albert Pike, American attorney, Confederate officer, writer, and Freemason. I think that's a really powerful quote. Tip 96, begin with the end in mind. Create your legacy now. Be clear within yourself. Do you want to build a business asset that can continue to thrive beyond your lifetime? If so, and you want to build a true asset, the business has to eventually be able to run without you. Most businesses start out as a level one business, one where the founder and owner wears all the hats, or at least most of them. A level one business cannot function without its key players. A level two business is not nearly as dependent on key people. It has defined roles with clearly stated functions. A level two business is not nearly as dependent on key people. It has defined roles with clearly stated functions and responsibilities. Compare it to baseball. The team has a player on first base, second base, third base, a shortstop, a catcher, a pitcher, etc. All of them work together, yet each has a clearly defined role. When that is achieved, the level two company is worth more, often much more. Succession to another generation or a new set of owners via selling the company is much more possible and lucrative. Even though nearly every business starts out as a level one business, it is important to make the conscious decision now whether you want to remain at that level or work on creating a level two business. Your rewards will be 1. Dramatically less risk to the business in case you don't want to or cannot work any longer. 2. More freedom to take vacations and or enjoy life outside of work even while you own and operate your business. 3. A higher business valuation, more profit if/when you sell. 4. Much simpler and profitable succession when you are ready to retire or move on to a new venture. Quote, do the difficult things while they're easy and do the great things while they're small. A journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. That was said by Lao Tzu, philosopher and poet of ancient China, founder of the philosophical Taoism. Tip 97. Create a top-notch board of directors and or advisory board. Create a board of directors or at least an advisory board. The people you invite to be on the board need to be experts in something that pertains to the company. Make sure you choose both qualified men and qualified women. Statistics clearly show that such a board is more effective and your company will likely be more profitable because of the synergy from the board comprised of both genders. Also, make sure not to fill the board with people from a similar skill set such as CFOs or financial experts. Don't be blinded by how large someone's network is. That is great, yet more important is how committed the person is to helping you, how relevant his or her network is to your business needs, and how easily the person can leverage his or her relationships. Quote, only successful businesses can create and secure jobs. Klaus Kleinfeld, CEO of Alcoa. Tip 98. Implement steps to feel safe in releasing your business into the hands of others. So important. After a person has possibly founded and certainly led a business for a number of years or decades, it's often not easy to let go. When you release your business into someone else's care, be it to the next generation in a family business, a successor who has been with you for some time, employee ownership, or any other buyers, it is not simply only a matter of a rational business transaction. Almost always there is a strong emotional component at play. In a family business, succession can be either easier or harder than in businesses where succession does not involve relatives. Often it is harder because the family roles may collide with business considerations. Either way, trusting the new leader or leaders plays a big role. That's why having the right systems and procedures in place is so important. Training systems, in particular, matter. Once you have built your business into a level 2 company, you'll find that leaving it is much easier. Quote, "One of the things we often miss in succession planning is that it should be gradual and thoughtful, with lots of sharing of information and knowledge and perspective, so that it's almost a non-event when it happens." N.M. Malkahi, former chairperson and CEO of Xerox Corporation. If I mispronounced her name, I apologize. Tip 99, how to move on to your next adventures in life and love it. When talking about succession, the conversation must not be just about the business, how it will go on, and to whom it will be entrusted to continue. You must also talk about what is next for its current leader and quite possibly founder, who has put so much of his or her life's energy, passion, and wisdom into this business. If you're moving on to the next phase of adventures in your life, ask yourself, what hobbies and interests might you have had too little time for while running your business? If you have grandkids, maybe you would like to see them more. Think about what contributions you might like to make to a good cause. Consider becoming a mentor for youth or another group that is meaningful to you. Being a mentor to a successor CEO is another powerful option, as long as you give him or her the freedom to truly take on the role. If you are taking over the business and want to help the current CEO discover or rediscover his or her passions outside of running a business, you can gently ask the same questions. It is often more powerful to ask these questions than it is to come up with a list of suggestions. Quote, "Don't limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do. You can go as far as your mind lets you. What you believe, remember, you can achieve." Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Inc. By the way, I recently saw an 85-year-old woman who had actually recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Wow. A lot of people don't think that's possible, but she did it. Tip 100, play the business legacy game. In tip 75, we talked about creating a company culture where your staff is confident that everyone is in one boat, so that rather than shifting blame back and forth between departments or various individuals, they take ownership for whatever happens. To create a lasting legacy from your business, this company culture is very important. I have created a game that helps your team understand the "we are in one boat" concept, so they completely understand how decisions made by one person affect the whole team. Play the business legacy game to visualize how your and your team's decisions move the boat to success or to failure. It has been proven that adults too learn faster and more joyfully through playing games, so go for it. Quote, "Play is often talked about as if it were a relief from serious learning. But for children, play is serious learning. Play is really the work of childhood." That was said by Fred Rogers, American educator and host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, 1968 through 2001. This brings us to the last tip, tip 101. Share your success by becoming a mentor. So important and so cool. So gratifying. Okay, here it goes. This is very important. When you finally do reach the high-level success you were striving for, use your experience to teach, guide, and mentor others so that they too might succeed. Furthermore, as top-notch CEO, you've probably been mentoring others in your company all along. More than likely, you have reached your success in large part because some time ago you decided to be a go-giver, which we talked about in tip 3. Make a conscious decision to mentor those who show themselves hungry for it and who are coachable. That way, you will make time for it. The reward is to see others soar in their lives and careers, which is an incredibly satisfying feeling. Quote, "At this point in my career and in my life, I recognize more than ever the importance of investing in the development of others. I'm proud of the things I've accomplished, but I want to be remembered as someone who made a positive impact on others, both personally and professionally. I want to help the next generation succeed, not only for their personal benefit, but also for the benefit of the organization and the communities we all live and work." Kathleen Mazzarella, President and CEO of Graybar. And I couldn't have said it better myself. This is the last tip of this chapter and of the book. In the next audio, we are going to review some closing thoughts and what you can do next. So, see you on the next audio. Cheers!